You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
All this week, we're continuing the teaching, releasing the old and embracing the new. And we're talking about breaking new ground.
Breaking new ground.
If we want to do things different, if we want a different outcome, we got to do things different.
Yes. Break new ground. Stop so among torn. It says, break up your, I think it's Ezekiel chapter 4. Break up your fallow ground. Break it up. And sow no more among thorns. That going to choke it. The old stuff. Do not put a new garment unto the old. Because the new only going to make the thing worse. It's just going to make that fear bigger. So in 2026, we're saying, let's start to break some new ground here. Hallelujah. Pour some new wine into new wineskin. And it will be preserved. I hope somebody's going to do that. I'm doing that right now in 2026. Looking for new places, new ground to do some stuff. Looking for new ideas. Not the same old idea that didn't work. I'm going to try it one more time. No, I'm not going to try it one more time. I'm going to let it go. That's it. There's no more try. You know, that old idea didn't work. And yet we hold on to it. Let me try one more time and see. No, just let it go. It didn't work. It's not going to work. I'm sorry.
Just like in your book, Business Smart, you got to know when to pivot.
Yes.
So when you're doing something and it's not working, well, take the lessons from that and pivot. Turn your attention and your strength, what you've learned that doesn't work, into what does work. So we got to be willing to pivot. We can't keep going back. If it's not working and it's not working and it's not working, could it be that God is calling us to move elsewhere?
That's right.
Could it be that God's calling us to expand our territory? You know, when my daughter, I say this often, my daughter, when she was a teenager, she had horses, and we were at a ranch a lot of days during the week taking care of the horse, and there would be different pastures. And once one pasture was ate down by the horses, the grass was ate, they would rotate them. So sometimes we're staying in the same pasture, and we're wondering, well, why is there no provision here? Why don't I have what I want?
Yeah.
But God is calling us to greener pasture. It's time to rotate. It's time to move. So, you know, he uses the word perpetual when he talks in John chapter 10, that they will be able to go in and out and perpetually be able to find provision. So there's times where we do have to move from where we are in order to receive that which we desire. We can't just keep standing in the same place of life and then wonder why our expectations aren't being met. It's time to move forward. It's time to go forward. You know, there's different requirements as we want to go up the ranks in our career and such and go into different pay scales. There's different requirements along the way. We have to be willing to enlarge our territory. We have to be willing to do that which is required in order to move forward.
It's like if you look at Luke chapter 5, verse 4, as it said, you have to know. And that's going to remind us, this is a good teaching here this morning, because so many of us are in the same position of Peter. Yeah, go. You won't find out.
Yes, when he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch.
Yeah.
But Simon answered and said to him, Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net.
Yeah. Go ahead, Dad.
And when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their net was breaking. So they signaled to their partner in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both the boats so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord.
So we notice there, Peter was out there fishing all night. And he tell the Lord, all night we've been working hard. Toil means he's working hard. He wasn't playing around, and he didn't catch no fish. Like we have toiled all of last year. We work hard and can't show nothing for it because we fishing in the wrong spot. That's what it is. And here comes Jesus with that prophetic word. And you know what? Make your day count, family, this morning. We have to glean from this. And we want to put ourselves there in 2026. He says, at your word. He said, because in his head, what is he talking about? We worked so hard, we didn't. But, you know, the master just speak a word. So now, if it didn't work, it's not on us, it's on his word. That's why earlier this week we said, no prophetic word of God will not come to pass. Any prophetic word of God that comes from God must come to pass. And here we find it. Peter says, look, we have been out here fishing on our own idea, and we know how to fish, and we didn't catch anything. So let us abandon our idea. Let's release that, and let's embrace what he says, the master says. And he did, and he gets the result. So are we going to embrace the new this year? Are we going to embrace what the word of God says? Are we going to break some new ground? Are we going to go to some new places that we were afraid to go to? Are we going to do that? Believe me, upon the word of God, you take that word, adapt that word, like we say at celebration, adapt the word of God. That means it becomes your word now. You're going to live that word. That word is going to become living in you, and you will get that result.
And Simon Peter, when they got this command, this word from Jesus, they had already been in the presence here in the teaching. And that's what encouraged them and strengthened them to be able to obey. Because when we go back to verse 1, it says, so it was as the multitude pressed about him to hear the word of God that he stood by the lake and saw two boats standing by the lake. But the fishermen had gone from them and were washing their nets. Then he got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the multitudes from the boat. So here now they had a night of failure, right? It wasn't producing anything.
Come on.
They were frustrated. They're out there washing their nets in the morning when there would be an expectation that they would come home with a catch. They had nothing. So they were dealing with that. And then here comes Jesus, and he wants to borrow the boat so he could pull out and he could get an amplification system in that area by speaking from the boat in that cove or wherever they were. So he is in the presence of that. So here he's disappointed, but he's hearing Jesus teach. He's hearing what's being taught to the multitudes.
Yes.
Why? Because he yielded his boat, and he's the captain of that boat, right? So he's on his boat. So he yielded his resources. So now he's hearing Jesus teaching the multitude. So when all that is done, then comes verse 4. When he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon. So the boat was in one position when Jesus was using it to speak to the multitude. And now he said, Jesus said, okay, we're not done yet. You yielded your boat into service to me. Yes. You've sat here and you've heard my teaching. Yes. Now it's time for you to advance. That's when he gives the command, launch out to the deep and let down your nets for a catch. So he had some time to build his courage by hearing the word of God. Now, it's the word of God that's going to strengthen us. It's the word of God that builds our courage.
Come on.
And we have to be speaking the word that we're hearing, because there's, you know, this internal battle that's going on in our minds daily, hourly, moment by moment, where the enemy is coming with these intrusive thoughts and such in our mind. So we have to learn another way. And then we have to speak the word of God, because as we're speaking the word of God, it's cycling back through our own ear and it's bringing transformation to our mind. And it causes us then to think differently, to be able to do differently, to be able to obey at a more sacrificial level. So now here he is. By the time all this happens, now it's probably midday and on. And he tells him, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. So he'd already been fishing all night. Then he had his boat into the service of Jesus for the morning and such. And now he's telling him to launch out. So this probably wasn't the best time to go fishing midday.
No way.
But he tells him, launch out into the deep. And he tells him, let down your nets from a catch. So he tells, look, master, we toiled all night. We caught nothing. But nevertheless, because you said so,
we're going to do it.
We're going to try again.
And in that, we gleaned this morning that change, the time change, so the season change, and the position change. So when we look in there, we can see there are times when we need to change position. Change it. He says, launch out where?
Into the deep.
That's where it's got. Break some new ground.
Isn't this beautiful teaching, how you can get that from those verses, you know? So what it is even though they were out all night and they were failing.
Yeah.
And so they didn't give up. And why didn't they give up? Because they knew who God was. And because he said so.
We have
the Bible today. And we can look in the Bible and read what Jesus says. And we can go into the deep. Why? Because he said so in the Bible. So we have to use the Bible as our weapon, as our battle axe, to be able to go forward and to make the change that needs to be changed and not give in to failure. Because if we give in to failure, then we will never change. And Pastor always says, change isn't change until you change.
So we can talk it all we want. He could, because he says, Master, we have toiled all night. So let him know. That means, and use the word toil, that work hard in our language. Master, we've been working. We work hard all night, and we didn't catch anything. Jesus had changed position. Go out in the deep. That's it. Go out in the deep. So this year, he sent to us, change position. Let go of some stuff that we hold on to. And embrace some new stuff.
And don't let failure dominate your thinking.
That's right.
You know, you have to go in the word, and just because Jesus said so, that's why you're going to do it. And I guarantee you, you will get the change you need. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM, 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.